In Israel, funerals were held this morning for victims of Friday's suicide bombing outside a Tel Aviv nightclub. The death toll from the blast rose to 19 victims, with the death today of another Israeli teenager. Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat called for a ceasefire this weekend in the wake of the bombing, and the Israeli cabinet held an unusual Sabbath meeting yesterday to discuss possible responses. From Jerusalem, NPR's Linda Gradstein has this report.
Their faces look out from the front page of every Israeli newspaper and every television news broadcast. Smiling teenagers, almost all of them immigrants from the former Soviet Union, who went to dance at a beachfront nightclub that specializes in Russian music. Today they are being buried one after the other as shocked Israelis contemplate the worst terror attack in Israel in 5 years. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon held another cabinet meeting today. There is pressure on Sharon from both the public and his right-wing allies in the government to hit back hard at the Palestinians. But the expected Israeli response has been delayed as Israel gives Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat one last chance to implement a ceasefire. Palestinian Planning Minister Nabil Shaath, who helped draft Arafat's call for a ceasefire that was broadcast on Palestinian television yesterday, says the Palestinian leader is serious.
The instructions were given very precisely about security steps to stop all firing and all activities that have in any way led to escalation before bringing a ceasefire as closely held as possible.
Overnight, there were several shooting attacks on Israeli soldiers in the Gaza Strip, but security sources said the level of violence had decreased. Israel also imposed a total closure on the occupied territories, meaning no Palestinians can enter Israel. Israel shut down its border crossings with Egypt and Jordan and the Palestinian airport in Gaza, which means Palestinian leader Arafat cannot return to his headquarters and home in Gaza City from the West Bank. Israeli officials are skeptical about Arafat's intentions. At today's cabinet meeting, Prime Minister Sharon said Israel's military intelligence believes the ceasefire is a tactical move only to avoid Israeli retaliation. Dan Meridor, the head of the Foreign Affairs and Defense Committee in the Israeli Knesset, says Arafat must rearrest dozens of Muslim militants who were released from Palestinian jails since the violence began 8 months ago and stop anti-Israeli incitement on Palestinian radio and television.
So if he does all these things, then we see on the ground the result that there is quiet and no violence. And then we will be seeing the beginning of a real change, and maybe a ray of hope will shine on us. We want to see that he does this not just to avoid the international pressure on him or the Israeli attack on him, but if he really left once and for all this road that he took 8 months ago of violence rather than talking.
Palestinian official Nabil Shaath says both sides should implement the recommendations of a fact-finding commission headed by former Senator George Mitchell, who called on Palestinians to end violence and Israel to stop all expansion of Jewish settlements. Again, Nabil Shaath.
We have a world attention and concern for both our two peoples, and we have also a political program, call it the Mitchell Report or the Egyptian-Jordanian Initiative, but with the presence of caring people worldwide and a political program that's acceptable to the two sides, I don't see why shouldn't we be able to head back towards the peace.
Israeli analysts say that if Israel does retaliate for the suicide bombing, it's likely to be on a large scale. Hirsch Goodman is a senior fellow at the Jaffe Center for Strategic Studies.
And you will see 20 F-16s being used against 20 targets in 20 seconds. What we have now with the Mitchell Commission is really, I think, the last chance for the sides to climb down the tree. But if things continue like this, Sharon, who's been constrained, who's been responsible, will put into effect a massive response.
Palestinians are preparing for an Israeli strike. They have evacuated all Palestinian Authority offices and ordered residents to stay inside. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.